Slide 10. PHR implications for healthcare providers are explored next. The issues providers are most often concerned about and their implications include the following. The first issue regards the use of the PHR in patient care. Providers have concerns over the consequences of using information when it comes from a source other than their own. Providers may be reluctant to use it without assurances the records are that of the patient being seen and not that of someone else, and that the information is reasonably accurate, complete, and up to date. Clinicians may also feel a patient who presents with a PHR puts them in a position of having to make judgments on the validity of the information contained in it. A second issue is the impact on workflow. In this instance, the implication is an impediment on the established workflow. Incorporating PHR information into the delivery of care is not an easy process to implement into current workflows without impacting physician productivity. Much depends on the patient's choice of format and storage media. There also is the lack of recognition in the way of compensation for any work associated with the usage of a PHR in providing patient care. A third issue providers have with PHRs involves sharing and exchanging information. Part of the PHR definition is the need to conform to nationally recognized interoperability standards. Without such standards, sharing content among disparate systems is not possible. In July 2010, two closely related final regulations were released, one of which defines the meaningful use objectives that providers must meet to qualify for bonus payments, and the other that identifies the technical capabilities required for certified EHR technology. A Stage 1 measure is when more than 50% of all patients of an eligible professional or an eligible facility who request an electronic copy of their health information receive this information within 3 business days. The Content Exchange Standard is HL7's Clinical Document Architecture, CDA, Release 2, Continuity of Care Document, CCD, or ASTM's Continuity of Care Record, CCR. Thus, the PHR format would need to conform to these content exchange standards in order to be interoperable.